I thank you, Mr. President. Ghana warmly welcomes the distinguished delegation of St. Vincent and Grenadines, led by Her Excellency, the Ambassador and Permanent Representative of the country to the United Nations, Madam Rhoda King. And we also thank the delegation for their update. Ghana knows the strides made by St. Vincent and Grenadines since its first UPR in 2011 to promote and protect the human rights of its citizens, including, among others, the passage of the Domestic Violence Act of 2015, the establishment of the National Child Rights Committee, and the National Action Plan to End Gender-Based Violence. Mr. President, despite the progress achieved by the government of St. Vincent and Grenadines in promoting human rights, Ghana is concerned about alleged reports of frequent violence against women and girls in the country. Ghana therefore wishes to recommend to the country to institute measures to prevent and effectively respond to all incidents of violence, sexual abuse, exploitation, and trafficking of women and girls, as well as introduce measures to effectively investigate, prosecute, and punish all perpetrators. Mr. President, furthermore, Ghana wishes to recommend to St. Vincent and Grenadines to ratify the following UN human rights treaties. 1, the optional protocol to the UN Convention Against Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman or Degrading Treatment or Punishment. 2, the International Convention for the Protection of All Persons from Enforced Disappearance. And finally, the optional protocol to the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women. In conclusion, Mr. President, Ghana wishes St. Vincent and the Grenadines a successful review.